Hello everyone. I have been very intrigued by this accent challenge that has been going around on this subreddit, and I'm moved to do one myself right now. The one I'm doing is Tumblr. So I'll start with my username, which is POV Scribe. And where I'm from is Well, I live in New York, but I'm from the South, the American South. And I'll let you figure out from the accent. You can guess where I'm from. I can tell you it's one of the Confederate states. And I'm gonna do this bilingual style. So I'm gonna pronounce each word two times, one time in my current mode of speaking. And once again in my what I think was my accent when I first came up north, and I've lived up north for half my life now, which I will not tell you how long that's been. Okay, so here's a list of words. Ant, aunt, roof, roof, route, route. Theater, theater. Iron, iron. Salmon, salmon. Caramel, caramel. Fire, fire. Water, water. New Orleans, New Orleans. Pecan, pecan. Both, both. Again, again. Probably, probably. Alabama, Alabama. Lawyer, lawyer. Coupon, coupon. Mayonnaise, mayonnaise. Pajamas, pajamas. Caught, caught. Naturally, naturally. Aluminum, aluminum. GIF, GIF. Tumblr, Tumblr. Crackerjack, crackerjack. Doorknob, doorknob. Envelope, envelope. GPOY, GPOY. Okay, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Everybody knows that is to TP a house. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That would be a soft drink, or possibly a soda pop. But I've never said soda pop ever in my entire life. Soft drink. What do you call gym shoes? Well, nowadays I call them sneakers. Back in the day, I do believe I called them tennis shoes, even if not for tennis. What do you call your grandparents? Grandpa, grandma? Southern style, probably would have said gramps. Not sure, actually. Can't remember. I mean, I never called them that, so I don't know. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I might say here, actually, in the north we say wheeled, and in the south we say wheeled. So there you go. But what do we call that? We do call that a shopping cart, and I think I always called it a shopping cart before. What is a thing you change the TV channel with? Well, I tend to call it the clicker. I'm pretty sure we called it the remote control. I don't think I called it a clicker before. Oh dear. Choose a book and read a passage from it. All right, so I have this book here. It's fascinating. It is called Home Comforts. It is by Cheryl Mendelson, and it is the art and science of keeping house. And if anyone that knows me will know that this is completely tongue-in-cheek because I am so not into keeping house. I do like to read about it, however. This is the preface. When you keep house, you use your head, your heart, and your hands together to create a home. M-dash. The place where you live the most important parts of your private life. Housekeeping is an art. It combines intuition and physical skill to create comfort, health, beauty, order, and safety. Note, Oxford comma. It is also a science, a body of knowledge that helps us seek those goals and values wisely, efficiently, humanely. Such knowledge is drawn from practical experience, family traditions, the natural and social sciences, really? Sorry, and many other stores of understanding and information. Sorry, I can never really do a straight read. That's just how it is, guys. Do you think you have an accent? The short answer is yes. The long answer is I do think I have a very specific way of talking, of speaking. It's kind of like a sped up speech pattern that's from having lived in the north and kind of like a drawl, definitely a drawl from having grown up in the south. A lot of people think I'm from LA for some strange reason, or from the Midwest sometimes. It's odd. End audio post by saying any three words you want. I'm going to say, well, it's not really three words, but for some reason this comes to mind. It's a line that Marlon Brando says. I do believe it was from the On the Waterfront, but I could be wrong. And the three words are, what do you got?